It may be a fateful decision, Lee. Ralph Norman telling the state newspaper that he's not going to go negative on Darlene Graham. He's going to focus on positive message, and it's going to be, you know, about his record,
right?
Of conservatism. And if you look at his record from Heritage Foundation to Club for Growth to CPAC, which is the gold standard, I think Ralph Norman's worst year CPAC rating was 98% conservative. I don't know what the other 2% was, but yeah. I don't even care to find out at this point. Yeah. And you're looking at this. He says he's just going to focus on his record. Meanwhile, the state's getting bombarded with ads. And it's interesting as I watch the comments and I have some people saying, well, I'm not, you know, I don't know if I'm going to vote for him. He's a rhino. And I'll go and look, where are you in the state? Like, where do you live? Mm-hmm. Like on the social media, like I'll look at the comments and it's always out of the coast or it's on the other side of Columbia where people can't hear us. And they're getting hit by these Democrat ads. And Lee, I don't know. It's just me. I mean, I've been watching politics for 20 years. Used to run statewide up in North Carolina. I have never seen this level of open, not hiding it, Democrat support in a Republican primary.
You know, you were talking about the Invest for Tomorrow thing being by Mr. Mates there. Yesterday, before we even got off the air, I had a text message from them with that ad. You know, that attack ad on Ralph Norman.
You mean the one that came from the
Invest for Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's
very same one. Yeah.
What really burns my butt about it, Lee, I mean, just really chafes me, is two things. Number one, she won't condemn it. She will not tell them to cease and desist. I don't want Democrat help. She's fine with it. And there's no way she doesn't know now, okay? There's no way. I mean, he confronted her on Newsmax during the debate, right? Yeah. There's no way. Assuming the staff didn't tell her the Democrats are funding a lot of the attack ads on her behalf, trying to take out Ralph Norman. Come on. What person, upon finding out from Ralph Norman that Democrats have put $1 million into electing you, doesn't get on the internet to find out who these Democrats are? No, I have no curiosity. I don't know. Sure. Okay. Whatever. But what really, really just chaps me is, as the state newspaper has now pointed out, and again, they're running, what, a week behind us? Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the state newspaper, so mainstream daily here in South Carolina, probably the mainstream daily in South Carolina, serves the whole state, reporting exactly what you just said, that Tom Matzy, mm-hmm. I don't know how he says his name, the Democrat, has admitted, yeah, I'm trying to defeat Ralph Norman because he won't support the Green New Deal climate change subsidies. I'm trying to punish him. Again, go look at my X feed. Go look at my Facebook page. I've got screenshots of this guy's Twitter where he admits he worked to elect Kamala Harris. He worked to defeat Trump. He was taking a victory lap in October 31st, 2024, because he thought they were going to win.
Not that long ago.
No, and he was already thanking all the Never Trump Republicans he was working with for standing with him. This is a guy who specializes in PAC dark money ads, and he worked to elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The PAC he works for, again, not me, not a rumor, the state newspaper, the Invest in Tomorrow PAC, its primary funder, Google it if you don't believe me, donated $11 million to Kamala Harris in 2024. They are Democrats. They're Democrats. But what really chafes me is the fact, you know, Lee, if they were, at least if they were being honest, like I said, if they're being honest and saying, well, you know, we believe in global warming, we believe in climate change, we think that billions of dollars should go to Democrat NGOs and nonprofits and, you know, to build, I don't know, charging stations and then disappear. We believe that. We want, you know, funding for climate change, and Ralph Norman blocked our funding, and we're big mad. If they said that, I wouldn't be as angry, because I'd be like, okay, you're telling the truth, right? But to lie like they are, pretending, this is what really gets me, pretending to be Republicans in these ads.
Well, you ought to be used to that in South Carolina.
Well, pretending to be Republicans outraged that Matt Ralph Norman is allegedly not sufficiently loyal to Trump. And that's their whole pitch. He's not loyal to Trump. And even the state newspaper, Lee, points out that, hey, you know, it's weird. They don't even mention climate issues in their ads. Mm-hmm. The Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, a renewable energy-backed political group, committed to spend $1 million to defeat Norman in a news release August 14th, as I told you. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy. Here's the lie. And claims Norman is not sufficiently supported by Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Oh, you mean the guy that the head of the pack was trying to defeat 2 years ago? That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
I just wish somebody, if I could have 5 minutes with Trump right now, like I'd sit down, lay this out for him and be like, you know, do you really want to do that rally in Myrtle Beach? Do you really want to do that? But again, I'm going to throw the gauntlet down. My challenge to Darlene Graham, these are Democrats. The facts that I have laid out here are indisputable. They're in the state newspaper. So you got a right-wing source, me. You got a left-wing source. You got the source of them. Heck, Lee, you saw this. They called him up and asked him, hey, are you funding the campaign against Ralph Norman? He's like, why, yes, we are. Quote, we've repeatedly made clear there is now a cost to standing in the way of the American clean energy industry, namely wind and solar, Lee.
Yeah.
We're not so much interested in Darlene Graham's politics as we are Ralph Norman's.
Which the wind and solar today, right outside the window, let's see, it's cloudy and the wind's not blowing. So
yeah, so you
neither
know,
of which would be much benefit today.
No, we probably wouldn't be on the air. You know what I mean? Like, it's because there wouldn't be enough energy if this guy had his way. But you know what these are? This is the Green New Deal stuff, okay? So when they're saying, Norman betrayed Trump, what are they talking about? Well, here's Matzy, the Democrat, explaining why they're mad at Norman. In the state newspaper, Norman pushed to phase out renewable energy tax credits faster through the One Big Beautiful Bill, a massive federal tax and spending bill passed in July 2025. Okay. Well, what happened? Well, he betrayed Trump. No, he didn't. He voted for it. Mm-hmm. After he got the credits taken out. Now, what he really did, Lee, if you want to really get down to it, he gave Donald Trump cover to be able to go to the Republican leadership and go, no, we can't have this in here. Sorry, I don't have the votes to pass it.
Yeah.
Which Trump did. And the irony of this is that Norman and Trump are on the same side as this because Trump has now been going through and canceling all these federal reimbursement programs for what? Solar and wind. He says it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. So Norman and Trump are on the same side of this. Norman just helped Trump do what he wanted to do anyway, which is strip him out, like going to war with the Republicans. And Darlene Graham is on the other side, I guess. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't know what side she's on. She doesn't seem to know much of anything. But somebody's talking to these Democrats. Somebody is. They're back channeling this. They know they're getting a Democrat. Do you honestly think Democrat donors would pump $1 million into electing Darlene Graham if they thought, say, she'd be a vote against amnesty? I don't think so.
No.
Do you think that they would pump $1 million into Darlene Graham if they really believe long term she's going to vote for the SAVE Act? Because, I mean, you know, you'd be for the SAVE Act all you want right now. Doesn't matter because guess what? It's not coming up for a vote. You know,
that's a good point because now she quickly apparently signed on to the Save America Act in the Senate. But as you say, since it's never going to come up for a vote, that sort of gives you cover there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, John Thune.
Well, so all of that. But I mean, look, I've never seen Democrats openly spend this amount of money for a candidate to get them elected in a Republican primary. And what scares me to death is that I see some of these comments and then I go and I look, where are you in South Carolina? Again, it's not here. It's not in the upstate. And they are big mad and they are repeating the Democrat talking points and they have no idea they got hosed by Democrats. And that's the thing. See, if it was me. And Democrat, you know, I don't like a Democrat. I mean, this may come as a surprise to you, but I do not like Democrats. Okay. And if Democrats were in a Republican primary that I was running in, lying to Republican voters on my behalf, I'd be horrified.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be calling them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get between me and a phone and the internet because I'm going to call them down, tell them to go pound sand. You know what I mean? They would tell them where they can go. But she's apparently fine with them lying. To her consent, that's what this is. These are lies. Well, Norman's not sufficiently loyal to Trump. Well, You aren't either, honey. You tried to defeat him when you were backing Kamala Harris and then Joe Biden before that. You're not sufficiently loyal to Trump. I'm telling you, his little blue hair is out in Hilton Head. Oh, no, I saw an ad. I saw an ad. He's not here. Who sent it? I don't know. She's going to be a Democrat, folks. She's going to be a Democrat, and she is going to make Lindsey Graham look like Strom Thurmond. You're going to rue the day. You're going to wish for Lindsey Graham back. You are going to, because you are going to just absolutely be like, wow, those were the good old days. They know she's a Democrat, and they don't care what the partisan label is on this woman. They don't care because they know how she'll vote, because they've already been back channel told. And that is why she won't condemn them. That is why she lets them lie to South Carolina voters. And that is why she will not acknowledge this. And I don't, you know what? I don't believe her. I don't believe her when she says, I didn't know. I have no idea the Democrats are supporting me. How weird.
I'm not sure what Democratic pack he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Honey, if you want to find out, let me help. I'm here to help. The headline in the state newspaper is political groups spend millions on SC's GOP U.S. Senate runoff. Where is the money going? So look it up, read, find out who's funding your campaign.